Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
In 2022 so far, we've enjoyed some utterly banging video games. I mean, we've not stopped singing the praises of Elden Ring, Pokemon Horizon, and more, but there are a few games that aren't getting enough attention. So with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most overlooked video games of 2022 so far. Number 10, Grid Legends. Grid Legends probably never stood a chance. As far as racing games in 2022 go, there's only been one title on the lips of players, Gran Turismo 7. And Grid Legends had the unfortunate reality of coming out a mere 2 weeks before Gran Turismo 7, on the same day as a little game called Elden Ring, no less. Unsurprisingly then, nobody really paid any attention to this fifth main installment in the long-running racing franchise. And that's a big shame, as Grid has always been underappreciated in this subgenre. Developers, Codemasters are some of the finest in the racing realm, and Grid Legends proved to be one of the strongest outings for the franchise in years. With a wealth of content this time around, including a cringy but genuinely well-meaning story, yes, I said story, this installment might not have had the polish and sheen of a Gran Turismo or a Forza Horizon, but its unique blend of fast, spectacular, but still methodical racing shouldn't be completely discarded. If you haven't picked up one of these in a while, Legends might be enough to turn your head, while for newcomers, it's a great jumping on point for the whole series. Number 9, Far Changing Tides. Far Lone Sails is an explorative adventure title set in a post-apocalyptic world deprived of oceans. And because it received rave reviews on all platforms, its sequel was quickly whipped up. Now, the developers could have drummed up more of the same, but instead actually turned the premise on its head by having the follow-up, Far Changing Tides, be set in a world drowning in water. This change of direction could have been a really bad idea, but the drastic decision does work in the game's favor. Too often, the best sequels are let down by feeling too similar to their predecessors. And although Changing Tides does harbor the same mechanics of the original, the alteration in aesthetic and structure never makes this side-scrolling puzzle game feel like a carbon copy. If you haven't played Lone Sails either, don't see that as a deterrent. You'll become immersed in the seesawing saga before you know it. Even though games revolving around water-bound vessels can be hard to get the hang of, the simplistic controls of Changing Tides and reasonable difficulty curve never makes it frustrating while you navigate your ship across the sea. Number 8, AI The Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative. Some gamers just can't seem to get into point-and-click adventure games. Even if you see the appeal of Sam & Max, A Monkey Island, you might be turned off by the idea of wading through text boxes and tirelessly navigating around every nook and cranny looking for clues. However, AI The Somnium Files Nirvana Initiative will appeal to even the biggest genre naysayers. As soon as the sequel starts, your detective squad needs to investigate the murder of a CEO. Although half of his body was found 6 years ago, the other half only turned up recently, and it looks like he was only recently killed. With a premise like that, you are immediately sucked into this beautiful, zany world. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The voice acting is so good, you can tell every performer, no matter how minor their role, gave it their all. Every time you have a spare moment, you can't help but look around and admire the beautiful anime art style, and because this is a murder mystery story, there's plenty of twists and turns ready to knock your little socks off. So yeah, if you ever felt like visual novel gaming wasn't your cup of tea, Nirvana Initiative might be the one to break you into the genre. Number 7, Evil Dead The Game. Licensed horror games are becoming more and more popular, with the likes of Friday the 13th and the upcoming Texas Chainsaw Massacre establishing that the biggest movie franchises can make for exciting asymmetrical multiplayer games. And this year's Evil Dead the Game doesn't deserve to be left out of the conversation either. Unlike similar titles though, the survivors here have way more to do, as they boomstick and chainsaw their way through hordes of deadites spawned by the player-controlled demon. Yeah, Evil Dead the Game owns so much that it makes you use the word boomstick as a verb. Although a touch repetitive, playing as both the humans and the ancient evil is fun here. You don't have to be an Evil Dead fan already, but it certainly helps, with a cast of characters, locations, and enemies ripped straight out of the movies and the Ash vs. Evil Dead TV series. Dripping with blood and one-liners, Evil Dead the game is hopefully just getting started with more content on the way. Number 6, Sniper Elite 5. Sniper Elite is a franchise that has always achieved huge success as a cult hit. I mean, it must be doing something right if it's made it to 5 installments. And that certainly is the case, as Sniper Elite, a series once famed for allowing you to shoot Nazis in the bollocks with X-ray vision, has gone from strength to strength, hitting a whole new level of quality with the fourth game and now this sequel. As is tradition, you take control of a supremely talented soldier during World War II, tasked with going into wide open areas, taking out targets, and solving objectives along the way. It's the sense of openness and freedom, though, that defines Sniper Elite 5. Like Hitman, the joy is putting together the big picture of how each level operates, and consequently the best way to sneak through with as little noise as possible. However, while that's the long-term plan, there's also joy to be had in the moment-to-moment gameplay, improvising your way through encounters when things go wrong, setting traps for incoming enemies, and turning a bad situation into a good one. Dedicated stealth games are in short supply right now, and hopefully Sniper Elite 5 will be the game that allows the franchise to break through to a new level of success, and it's on Game Pass right now if you do want a taste. That's not an ad, by the way. I just mean it's on Game Pass, so if you have it, you don't have anything to risk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Number 5, Not For Broadcast. In Not For Broadcast, you play as a studio director of a propaganda-filled news outlet. So it's your duty to ensure each broadcast is exciting as possible. If it's not engaging enough, the audience will get bored, and although you can spice up the broadcast with profanity and vulgarity, you will get in trouble. As a result, you need to maintain a firm middle ground to ensure viewers and your employers are both happy. Because you have to constantly watch out for swear words to censor, hold each shot for a specific length of time, find the perfect moment to inject a hilarious sound effect, all the while monitoring audience feedback, there is never an idle moment in the game. Even when nothing seems like it's happening, you can't help frantically skimming every button, switch, and screen, readying for your next cue. Not For Broadcast also has to be commended for its style. Instead of settling for traditional animation, the game uses live action for the characters, making everything feel authentic. Although the first episode of Not For Broadcast was released in 2020, the third and final part was only made available this year. So if you haven't had a chance to play, now is the perfect time to give the trilogy a go. Number 4, Tunic. Tunic, at first glance, might just look like another highly polished action-adventure throwback. We've had a chunk of solid old-school Zelda-style titles over the years, and Tunic absolutely is one of those in one sense. Here, you play an adventuring little fox as you explore an overworld, battle through difficult dungeons, and uncover the secret at the heart of this story. It's colorful, the characters are rendered practically like toys, and the world is full of mysteries. That alone would have earned it a spot on this list, but what makes it one of the games of the year is just how complex the game proves to be as the hours go on. The world design turns out to be far more labyrinthine than initially thought, its combat surprisingly deep, and the mysteries keep coming long after the main campaign is completed. It's meta-framing too, with weapons and skills being learned by finding and piecing together an in-game manual, means Tunic has a real love of the genre built in, a passion that's felt in every area. Now, critics did pick up on all of this at launch, with Tunic being one of the best reviewed games of the year. However, with it being exclusive to Game Pass initially and releasing around Elden Ring, Dying Light, and Horizon, it definitely did get overlooked and deserves to be revisited now. Number 3, Rogue Legacy 2. The 2013 dungeon crawler Rogue Legacy can't get enough credit, since it popularized an important mechanic over the last decade, that being the permanent upgrade. See, each time you die, you return to the beginning of the game, but you keep every upgrade you obtained on your previous journey. Although the game starts unfairly hard then, the weapons, defenses, and skills you previously obtained will allow you to progress slowly but surely. The mechanic is such a game changer that it's been integrated in other roguelike games since, including Hades, Dead Cells, and Returnal. But one of the best games at implementing the permanent progression concept is, of course, Rogue Legacy's own sequel. Although every aspect of the original has been tightened up and sharpened, what makes Rogue Legacy 2 a contender for the big league roguelites is the variety it offers. You can choose 15 different classes for your character, each with their own strengths, weaknesses, weapons, and attacks, but if you prefer to tackle the dungeons as a knight, a mage, a gunslinger, or a chef, for some reason, be aware that you'll need to adjust your strategy accordingly. Not only is it fun to play around with each class to see what works for you, it stops the gameplay from growing stagnant. Number 2, Olly Olly World. The original Olly Olly was a side-scrolling skateboarding title originally released for the PS Vita. Due to its simple controls and fluid mechanics, it was regarded as an enjoyable game. But really, that's it. It wasn't epic, it wasn't a game changer, it was just fun. So when Olly Olly 2 gave players the same level of satisfaction, it felt like Roll 7's franchise was going to keep its demographic entertained without setting the world on fire. But then Olly Olly World changed everything. Discarding the drab design, the latest sequel is brimming with such eye-popping kaleidoscopic compositions, it's difficult to not fall in love with its style. Boasting multiple routed stages, course generators, diverse customization options, and an online mode, the threequel is sure to keep you and your friends entertained for hours on end. As fun as the previous installments were, Olly Olly World has shaken things up. If Roll 7 maintain or surpass this standard in their inevitable follow-up, Olly Olly is sure to become a huge franchise. And with the DLC having just been released, now is the perfect time to start grinding. But like the good kind of grinding, not the grinding you do in bad live service RPGs. You know, the skateboard grinding. Number 1, Neon White. In Neon White, you play as a demon from hell who performs God's dirty work to get a spot in heaven. Man, that premise is just awesome, isn't it? To complete a level, you must vanquish every enemy and reach the goal, but the quicker you are at accomplishing your mission, the more goodies you'll access, which you'll need for the harder levels. In a nutshell, Neon White then is designed for speedrunners. If you adore shaving seconds off your personal times and exploiting glitches to skip entire sections of a map, Neon White will feel tailor-made for you. The game also allows you to share your stats online, giving you more incentive to get your times down on each level as low as possible. If speedrunning isn't your thing, then don't worry either. Although zipping through levels is encouraged, it's not a requirement to have fun. But admittedly, it is fun to just redo levels over and over because you just feel obligated to beat your own time. With its Killer 7-like design, precise mechanics, and flawless level design, Neon White is leagues ahead of its competition. Also, the decision to have characters attack with cards instead of conventional weapons stops Neon White from feeling like just another shooter and instead helps it carve its own unique identity.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.